Special studio guest with me now, Henri Parker joins me. Henri, hello. There's a big buzz. I know you're a cyclist as well. You're a formidable cyclist, but there's quite a buzz going on in the cycling community at the moment. What's the story?
Good morning, Dion, and and thank you for having me, and good morning to all your listeners. I think over time, gravel cycling has exploded all over the world and in Namibia as well. And there's many of us who just love taking on our beautiful, massive gravel roads and just taking the beauty of Namibia. In light of that, the UCI has decided that gravel racing deserves its own category of racing. And for the last 2 years, they've hosted that as a national event in a lot of the European countries and America. And now it's coming to Namibia. And the first Namibian gravel champ will be taking part in the 2025 World Champs in France.
That's amazing. So the Kommis 100, I believe that's what this this new event that everybody's talking about, that's going to be happening in October, if I'm not mistaken, and that's a qualification for the 2025.
That's correct. We start it's a very beautiful route. We start on the 26th of October at the Tony Rist racing track, and then we do a gravel road through the Kommis Hoogland and finish at the beautiful Grosbarman Resort.
That sounds wonderful. Now, I believe it's called 100, and I thought to myself, sure, 100 kilometers, that's far, but it's actually 100 miles, right?
That's correct. It's just something that started in Italy. It was called the Gran Fondo for many, many, many years, and that's Italian for 100 miler. And that just seemed to have stuck throughout the cycling fraternity.
And it's amazing. Now I can immediately see people like Drikus's ears perking up, going like, "Ooh, hang on, this is my thing." But there are two other distances as well, right? It's not only the really hardcore people who can do like 160 Ks. There are other categories as well.
100%. We obviously want to make this event as inclusive as possible. And so firstly, it's very important that everyone knows they can come on an e-bike, or they can come on a gravel bike, they can come on their mountain bikes. And for those less inclined to riding a 100-miler, there will also be a beautiful, easy and flat route for 40 kilometers for beginners and 90 kilometers for intermediate riders. And it will start and finish at Grosbarman on beautiful Tardon district roads.
That's amazing stuff. So anybody basically can participate, right?
100%. You can be as young or as old. I have a sneaky suspicion that our oldest rider is going to be in his 70s. He
wow.
knows who he is. And I think these as young as 14-year-olds, that's also going to take part.
Okay, Henri, I've just got to ask you, how important is it that the UCI, the International Cycling Federation, endorses this? How important is that for us?
I just think it lays such a good foundation for our youth and to prepare them for a path of professional cycling and to create inroads in the international cycling community, because it's so hard and it's so tough and it's so expensive for them to travel. So if we bring a world-class event to our country, firstly, people will sit up and take note, and it will just help them with developing their cycling careers.
Okay, Henri, so there's people out there going, now, hang on a second, I'm definitely going to do this. I can cover it. Where do people get more information? Where do they enter?
Firstly, our website will be up and running later today. It's called thekommis100.com.na. And then our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram, the Kommis 100 is already live, and people will be able to enter from tomorrow. I must just reiterate, there's only going to be 100 early bird entries for all three distances. And once the 100 entries are gone, they are gone, and then prices will go up. So if I was you, it's close to payday. Make the sacrifice and commit.
There we go. And then an event like this doesn't happen without sponsors and prizes and all that stuff. Any of that you can tell us?
Oh, absolutely. As you say, there's so many things in the background happening. And first and foremost, I must just commend Jaco Lambrecht, the CEO of Volard Namibia, who always puts skin in the game for cycling events. He stepped up and he's committed to this race for the next 3 years. We are extremely thankful for it. And then the Namibian companies have been unbelievable. And I'd like to give a special mention to Ndonga Toyota, to Simot, Dio Pharma, Plastilon, African Marketing, W. Meyer Optometrist, Manakwa, CycleTech, yourselves, and Delta Medical, who's really just stepped up and said, how can we help? How can we make this event an unbelievable success?
And of course, you know, there's got to be prizes, right? So what's up for grabs?
I think, to my knowledge, this will be the biggest prize purse in a race like this. Wow. There's a total cash prize for the 100 miler event. The GC is $150,000. So that's well worth practicing for. And then NWR has also stepped up and they've given us nearly $40,000 in accommodation vouchers. And there's lots of other amazing prizes that'll come forth. You'll have to watch our social media.
Thank you so much, Annie, for speaking to us. Don't forget, guys, we will be doing more interviews with people involved in the Commerce 100 together with Henri, of course, over the next couple of days and weeks. So make sure you get your entry in as soon as possible. Henri, thanks for talking to us.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.